Welcome back. It's interesting, you know, when you think about it, we are told this is a representative republic. We were told that's what we're given. If we could keep it, that's the way the story goes. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, you know, the woman says, "What have you given us, sir? A republic, if you can keep it." And along the way, we've had warnings, many warnings issued, you know, whether it's, and it's an interesting story. It is an interesting story. We've talked about how, you know, you have the intrigue from behind the scenes. There is the, you know, the thread of world revolutionary movement. However, you know, you have guys like Washington in his farewell address saying, however combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, where we are right now, you know, this whole situation. You know, the basically the extra constitutional, the we have to do this, you know. This is, you know, the times require it, blah, 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 those arguments they make, you know, however combinations or association of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely in the course of time and things to be potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. That is what's happening right now. That's in process. Destroying the afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. That is the technocratic agenda. In a nutshell, right now, the three duly constituted branches are window dressing. They are. That's a fact. The action is in the administrative fourth branch, which was codified in 1946, the Administrative Procedure Act, when Senator Pat McCarran said on the Senate floor, "We have created a fourth branch." And he went on and reiterated and clarified. So by the Constitution, the executive, legislative, and judicial, and now the administrative. He even said it is a Bill of Rights, the Administrative Procedure Act. It is a Bill of Rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans, at that time anyway, whose affairs are controlled in one way or another, by agencies of the federal government. Which gets to the reason why I opened the week yesterday with an excerpt from Machiavelli, The Prince. Chapter 9, The Constitutional Principality. A wise prince must devise ways by which his citizens are always and in all circumstances dependent on him and his authority. And then they will always be faithful to him. And it's ironic that these psychopaths, like Bill Gates, want to create a world where people are hopelessly dependent on them, and yet they revile people who are hopelessly dependent on them. It's a crazy paradox. Well, you don't see in anything that Congress is doing or anything the White House is doing that I can tell is helping people help themselves and one another. It's just an overt example of, you know what, let's get out of their way. The best thing we can do is let people help themselves and one another. And it's common sense, for crying out loud. If people can help themselves and one another, you're leveraging those numbers, so to speak. I mean, even technocrats understand that, don't they? The data tell us that the more people can help themselves and then help one another, obviously, you know, the logical consequence of that is that it's those, you know, masses are less of a burden of resources and on systems and things. Common sense. But, you know, psychopaths bent on controlling everything and everyone don't want that. So it's just ironic. to want to control everything and everyone, and yet be, you know, to sort of begrudge people for becoming hopelessly dependent. Well, maybe stop doing that to people then. It's just gross. So we have warnings from guys like Washington. Andrew Jackson's farewell address is my favorite, and replete with the warnings. Most notably, eternal vigilance. You must remember, my fellow citizens, that eternal vigilance by the people is the price of liberty, and that you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. And, of course, you know, the issue of the paper money was the backdrop of that, you know, two-thirds of his farewell address. And if we got rid of that, holy cow. What did Patrick Henry say? Guard that precious jewel. Anytime someone glances at it sideways or wrong, you know? So, America, listen, Congress will not save you. Congress is captured. The judiciary will not save you. Been long captured. You know, even Peter Thiel knows. He said it in his conversation with Tyler Cowen. The White House won't save you. You know, we played the Norman Dodd clip. Norman Dodd told us. You know, we're going to irrevocably alter life in America by means of a perpetual state of war. Got to get control of the State Department. Who's there now? The liar, Pompeo, who brags about lying. Speaking of lying, we'll play a clip from him in a second. Control diplomatic machinery in the U.S., control education, alter teaching, build our own stable of historians. Check, 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 check. The president's foreign policy advisors, you know, Philip Drew administrator, we've heard about that for 100 years now. Has it changed? Is it better? So, guys like Andrew Jackson, who I, you know, whatever, warn us that it is incumbent upon us. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and we have been asleep at the wheel. How many of us, you know, even here, we talk, and like Larkin, Texas reminds us, you can talk, that's okay. In fact, it's kind of, you know, desired by these ne'er-do-wells, because it gets people stirred up. You know, it lends itself to a Marxist bent from time to time and things like that, those kinds of agendas. But how many of us are, you know, we're not supposed to assemble, at least not in groups of, you know, more than 10. And we're not supposed to make a coordinated effort to contact government officials. Like Alan Watt has said, what would happen if people in any given state decided, you know what, we're just going to check up on our, I mean, and I don't want to hear public servant anymore. You're not a public servant. Stop it. You know, I keep thinking of Walden, Thoreau's Walden, you know, whenever I hear public servant. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches, you know. The one who was striking at the root. And he says, it is the pious slave breeder devoting the proceeds of every 10th slave to buy a Sunday's liberty for the rest. Some show their kindness to the poor by employing them in their kitchens. Would they not be kinder if they employed themselves there? You boast of spending a 10th part of your income in charity. You know, profit times philanthropy equals power, like Gary Allen pointed out, chapter 4 of the Rockefeller File. Maybe you should spend the 9/10 so and done with it, as Thoreau wrote. Philanthropy is almost the only virtue which is sufficiently appreciated by mankind. Nay, it is greatly overrated, and it is our selfishness which overrates it. So, you know, speaking of that, I like I said yesterday, I will come back to at some point Bill Gates. Ah, the wonderful Bill Gates. You want to know what kind of psychopath he is? Just read about him. You know, articles again like Walter Isaacson's In Search of the Real Bill Gates. I mentioned that yesterday, June 24, 2001, Time Magazine. A little excerpt and then back to the phones. When Bill Gates was in sixth grade, his parents decided he needed counseling. He was at war with his mother, Mary, an outgoing woman who harbored the belief that he should do what she told him. She would call him to dinner from his basement bedroom, which she gave up trying to make him clean, and he wouldn't respond. "What are you doing?" she once demanded over the intercom. "I'm thinking," he shouted back. "You're thinking?" "Yes, Mom, I'm thinking," he said fiercely. "Have you ever tried thinking?" A sixth grader. The psychologist they sent him to was a really cool guy, quote-unquote, Gates recalls. "He gave me books to read after each session, Freud stuff." Oh, well, that's great. No wonder. "And I really got into psychology theory." Yeah. After a year of sessions and a battery of tests, the counselor reached his conclusion. Quote, "You're going to lose," he told Mary. "You had better just adjust to it because there's no use trying to beat him." Mary was strong-willed and intelligent herself, her husband recalls, but she came around to accepting that it was futile trying to compete with him. That's Bill Gates. He's a petulant child who doesn't like being told no. That's who Bill Gates is, in a nutshell. And he's also a psychopathic eugenicist. And so I think John in Tennessee is right. He should be known as the new Devil Bill because, you know. So this is where the challenge is. You know, balancing, you know, Jesus saying to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. You know, love the sinner, not the sin. But, you know, Romans 12:9, again, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. I think that America is being, you know, Machiavelli says over and over, the people just don't want to be oppressed. That's all. Anyway, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris. I'm a little ill.
Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, I'm a little ill-prepared. Maybe I shouldn't have called in. But I wish I had that feminine ability and attribute to multitask, because, you know, I'm kind of busy and listening to your program. But when I was a baby Christian, and not that I would infer that I'm so mature now, but Proverbs and Ecclesiastes appeal to me. But Matthew chapter 25 just really shook me up, something terrible. And it's separation of sheep from the goats. And I want to read a little bit out of Matthew 25. But as you've been saying before, you know, if we're a Christians, we don't sit on our backsides and pray for the return of Jesus. And a Christian that understands the chaos and the hell that's going to be here on earth before he returns, they would have a different attitude.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I mean, we've got to be active doing something. Now, in Matthew 25, I won't go into the first part of it very much, but the talents, when the owner of the grape vineyard, he left, but when he left, he gave 10 talents to one servant, 5 talents to another servant, and 1 talent to a third servant. And he returned, and the talents that was given to the man that got 10 talents, he put it to usury and doubled it and so forth the second. But the third servant buried his talent and saying that, Christ is owner of the vineyard, that I know you sow where you don't straw and he said, depart from me. But anyhow, I'm going to start in Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. So evidently in the recreated earth there will be nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, be blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, Christ is saying that, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was stranger, and ye took me in. And naked ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye come unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, saw we thee in hunger and fed thee? And then I'll kind of jump. Next one. And saw thee a stranger? And when we saw thee sick, and the king shall answer and say unto them. Now here's the thing. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of the my brethren, ye have done it for me. Well, it's giving a cup of cold water to a child. And when you see somebody naked, you know, help clothe them. Well, you know, what that amounts to is the robe of righteousness, help people. But John brought up a very good point yesterday or the day before. He said, John in Tennessee, he said, don't be nice to people, be kind to people. Now, I must admit, I get wrangled sometimes, and I get pretty harsh, and, you know, it's difficult. I've been fighting it for years. But show kindness. And I've been yapping on about being a traitor, a day trader. And I've made my goal today. But I am only the steward of this money. Only the steward of it. And if I don't give a cup of cold water to the least of God's creatures, or in other words, try to help my fellow man and show kindness, and I get awful obstinate, it bothers the heck out of me. Well, the talents that he may have given me, if I don't use them to help my fellow man,
their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you.
We're in a break. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Like the review says, it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. Fred in Iowa, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is whatever the talent that the Lord has given you, use that to the best of your ability to help man. Now, you know, some men or women, of course, have been blessed with great intellect. And if you use that intellect to help man, well, that's great. If you use it like a psychopath, you know, you'll be cast into the lake of fire. And you will not burn forever and ever. You just will not exist anymore. But I'm not trying to say that men are just simpletons, but whatever your talent is, use it. You don't have to be a super intellect, or that's a great blessing. But try to, as John in Tennessee said, show a little kindness, you know, and from your heart. Well, anyhow, I don't have it together today, and thank you very much, and you're doing one hell of a great, I shouldn't use it that way, you're doing a great job, my friend. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. There are things, clips that I want to play, but we'll forego that. You know what I want to do? I was thinking last night, maybe we should grab a domain. Like, I'm thinking COVID, you know, the portmanteau of COVID and coincidence. So COVIDcidence or something like that. That info, maybe, because, you know, goofballs have COVID-19.info is, there's a GoDaddy auction on it right now. And by the time all of this nonsense, you know, the lockdown is lifted, the auction will probably be over. No, it's a day and 4 hours left. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. What kind of opportunism is that? I'd like to put stuff out that sheds a bright light on the COVID coincidences, you know. Speaking of that, just one thing, and we'll go back to the phones real quick. You know how I've been mentioning how right from the beginning, Johnson & Johnson was right there saying, you know, we could probably, I think we could probably create a vaccine for that. Well, Johnson & Johnson was one of the guests at the Event 201, obviously, right? And so let's see, there was the early article. I mentioned this one. I mean, are you kidding me? America, you should be so upset right now. And I'm trying to, you know, use good language, but it's just outrageous. It's beyond outrageous. I mean, come on. There is a crime. There's a crime that is underway right now. Bill Gates wants to install the new Hollerith machine. How about that? Well, you can't talk like that. Well, that's what's happening. And he stands to benefit from both sides, from the bio and the tech. He's positioned himself or his foundation, wink wink, to benefit from the numbering of the Jews. How about that? Is that horrifying? Is that politically incorrect? Because that's what's happening in America, and it will obviously roll out around the world it's a pay-to-play racket. So if you want to participate, you gotta, you know. So CNBC, January 27, J&J, and I don't want to be sensational, but this is what's happening. It's happening right before our very eyes. And it's late in the game. But you know what? It's not done yet. How many is there a flood of folks that, you know, we can't have? I mean, don't you think it's ironic? Isn't it ironic that as this is rolling out, you can't have a million man march because, you know, you could have a 10 man march and you could have a million 10 man marches. You can't have a million man march. How convenient. Speaking of coincidences, what a convenient coincidence. We can't flood the streets and protest and demand a redress of grievances. Meanwhile, you can't get word out because Facebook and YouTube and, you know, YouTube saying, having, you know, that release that says, since we have a shortage of people, the algorithms are going to take over and lots of stuff that, you know, will get scrubbed, including things that don't necessarily violate our community guidelines. Oops. Facebook, same thing. You know, we just, oops, broad brush, deleted everything. Sorry about that. Flooding the zone. What a coincidence. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. The coincidence is one quick thing and then back to the phones. And I think, you know, I've been sort of keeping a loose collection of coincidences. And, you know, between the Event 201 nonsense and what's happened, I think there's enough, you know, people will say it's circumstantial or anecdotal evidence, but I think there's such a mountain of it. I don't know, is there enough somewhere to convict? I think we have something along the order of high crimes and misdemeanors, that there's a crime in progress and there should be prosecution. So here's just one example. Remember when I was saying, you know, that Dr. Paul Stoffels was on CNBC saying, yeah, you know, I think we're pretty confident we could make a, create a vaccine for that. Well, Johnson & Johnson was at the Event 201, one of the participants, obviously. Spiro Skouras did an excellent video January 27th, actually, the same time that this nonsense was going on. Same day, Dr. Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer, told CNBC he believes the drug maker can create a vaccine in the coming months to fight against this fast-spreading coronavirus. And, of course, J&J is one of the 10. Never mind the fact that Johnson & Johnson is still embroiled in class action lawsuits. There was the Motley Fool article I mentioned. Johnson & Johnson announces partnership with U.S. government to accelerate coronavirus vaccine development. That was 2 weeks after Stoffels was on CNBC. And never mind the fact that both Johnson & Johnson and Janssen Pharmaceuticals subsidiary are, you know, just, I mean, should be avoided like the plague. Class action lawsuits, tens of thousands of lawsuits still outstanding for Johnson & Johnson. Partnering with the BARDA, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. You know, and these guys talk about having a third party. So there, it's an amazing coincidence. They're there. This thing happens. Johnson & Johnson, you know, we could probably create a vaccine. Then they get tapped. They're one of 10. These are all just, what a wonderful serendipity. But there's even more. So I want to play this clip and then we'll go to the phones. Adrian Thomas from Johnson & Johnson. Listen to some of the things that Adrian Thomas spoke about at Event 201. Go ahead, please.
Prior to the coronavirus outbreak, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security hosted Event 201, which is a high-level pandemic exercise focused on a coronavirus outbreak.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week. And 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread.
Yes, they ran a simulation of exactly what we are seeing unfold right now before it happened. The pandemic exercise was conducted in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. During Event 201, Johnson & Johnson was asked specifically about a coronavirus vaccine.
And then I think before we agree that we have a finite resource, we need to really challenge ourselves on the vaccine production. We've seen historically that we can actually produce an Ebola vaccine in a year. It requires flexibility on the regulatory side. It requires commitment from companies. Okay. I do think that before we say that vaccine is not available, we should not slow down on that. We should pursue that. And I think similarly, we need to explore how could we accelerate production of our antivirals. We've seen it happen before in the HIV crisis. It's possible, but decisions need to be made, and we need to bring the right people together to do that.
Okay. And for the moment, before we are able to accelerate production of the antiviral, do you have any initial reaction since you are potentially one of the companies that could be part of this deliberation?
What we've seen work very well in the HIV field is, in fact, procurement through the Global Fund. So having a centralized mechanism, so financially able to procure on behalf of affected countries would be critical. I think the second thing is it's going to be very important that for the business sector, for manufacturers of antivirals, that we have clarity around what the need is and where the need is and who are making the decisions.
As you just heard, when asked, the Johnson & Johnson representative talked about the need for regulatory flexibility for an accelerated vaccine, financing, and business. Not once did he mention safety and or effectiveness. And we see today in the news, Johnson & Johnson are currently working on a new vaccine that they are, quote, pretty confident can be quickly developed. For more, be sure to tune into my recent report covering Event 201 and all of the connections and coincidences.
All right. So that's Spiros Gyras. He's done some good stuff. You know, formerly Newsbud, writing articles over at Activist Post also. Anyway, so that was the same time. That was very timely. That was a good piece. So a couple more coincidences. First, just stepping aside for a moment, this Washington Post article. This company wrote the textbook for managing a public health emergency. First rule, transparency. Who wrote the book on it? Who wrote the book? Johnson & Johnson. This is a March 16, 2020 Washington Post article. Johnson & Johnson wrote the textbook for managing a public health emergency. First rule, transparency. Oh, I thought it was flood the zone. Sorry. Anyway, the textbook case for managing a public health emergency was Johnson & Johnson's response in 1982 after police discovered seven people, all in the Chicago area, died after swallowing a capsule of Tylenol laced with potassium cyanide, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Johnson & Johnson wrote the textbook for managing a public health emergency. Imagine that. Back to Spiro Skouras' video, Johnson & Johnson advised coronavirus simulation and now stands to gain financially with new vaccine. That's his video. That's the title of it. And, you know, so all of these dots, this is just one little dot cluster. I mean, there are dozens and dozens. So you heard in the video clip, Adrian Thomas from Johnson & Johnson saying, you know, flexibility, accelerate production. Have we heard that coming from the Trump task force? Oh, my goodness. Anthony Fauci. And we got, you know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago already, he said, you know, we're already in trials in Washington. I thought we were supposed to be waiting until April. Remember, and we heard, you know, and these people aren't going to just be walking around infecting other people. They're going to be monitored. Three rounds of, remember we talked about that a couple of weeks ago already. Flexibility, accelerated production, procurement through the Global Fund and centralized mechanism. That's where I wanted to focus. Why? Is there such a thing in this? The CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovations, or Epidemic Preparedness Innovations? Is there that mechanism, the centralized mechanism, procurement through the Global Fund? Is that what's happening? Did the CEPI essentially initiate the... Was it the CEPI that fired the starting gun for the race to see who can create a vaccine? Was it the CEPI and partners like the Gates Foundation that issued initial funding to at least some of these players? Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Inovio, etc. Isn't that interesting? Everything. This guy. So it's not just that they had this thing. It's not just that this was going on and there are other things before this. But it's all these amazing coincidences that are basically happening real time. You know, procurement through the Global Fund, a centralized mechanism. Do you understand? I mean, if you have an organization as big as Johnson & Johnson, for example, to think that in real time, you could have this organization partnering with, you know, something that just happened to come online conveniently recently, the CEPI. Oh, my goodness. How fortuitous. And to have all of this machinery coalesce in real time is preposterous. What are you trying to say? What I'm saying is the legwork was done long before. It's so smooth. It's so seamless. you know, all of the flooding the zone. Like I said, I mean, you look at all of the organizations represented, and it's just not possible to imagine this is a coincidence. You know, when every time I see messaging coming out, it's World Health Organization, obviously, goes out saying, you know, I've seen a lot of University of North Carolina stuff, UNC stuff. I've seen, you know, like I said, University of Chicago, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, obviously, Harvard, Oxford, Georgetown, you know, all of the, and of course, Johns Hopkins, obviously. Johns Hopkins is ground zero. That's the command center for the propaganda, you know, the Johns Hopkins dashboard. Coronavirus dashboard, GIS, GIS and data.maps.arcgis.com/, you know, that one. What is it? There's a short one. It's whatever it is, you know, .johnshopkins.edu or whatever. But anyway, Johns Hopkins is the command center for propaganda. Columbia University, all of them. Every time you turn around, National Security Council, you know, I put that stuff in yesterday's archive too. The NSC was the one who said, remember, NSC tweeted, text message rumors of national quarantine are fake, capital F-A-K-E. The NSC tweeted, there is no national lockdown. You just can't leave your house. You can't go anywhere. You can't go outside for more than, you can't linger, according to the warden in New York. You can't linger. We're not saying you can linger, New York. America, are you paying attention? Congress will not save you. The Supreme Court will not save you. Sorry to say it, the White House won't save you. Doesn't matter who's in it. It's captured by the president's foreign policy advisors. It has been for decades. Right now, you know, for those who doubt this, we will play the clip of Pompeo with Trump standing next to him, nodding and, you know, verbalizing agreement. We're in a live exercise. We're in a live exercise? That's what Pompeo said. Trump is nodding and verbalizing agreement. What? We're in a live exercise? You know, I mean, we, you know, as the CIA director, we lied, cheat, we had entire training courses on. This guy says we're in a live exercise. America, are you paying attention? Back to the phones. Jim in Illinois, thank you for calling. Welcome. Oh, geez.
Oh, I'm right here.
Hey, Jim.
All right. Yeah. I had a difficulty there with my fingers. Anyway, Chris, friend, it's good to hear your voice. I want to say, you didn't it up there. Thank you. You didn't jam it up the man's rear hard enough this morning, all right? And the American people, like you say, we are going to have to get down and do some labor in the vineyard.
Rolling up the sleeves.
Yes.
Getting the hands dirty.
Yeah, you know, the, I'm going to tell you, I'm just, bear with me, I want to read something here. That's not too short. I think I can keep my thoughts squared away long enough to get this done quick. Anyway. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. stop right there. Now I'm going to go to the First Amendment, Article 1, all right? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Now, let me tell you something there, everybody. I'm just going to change this word. Congress, I'm going to change it to no man. Whether he's got a mantle or a position or a title or some alphabet after his name, no man shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Now, we'll just call religion each man's conviction of conscience and how he understands or interprets God or the Creator each in his own way. There are higher powers greater than man and mankind and his governments that he forms. Those powers are indicated within the Declaration of Independence. It is when men assumed amongst the powers of the earth the equal and separate station of the laws of nature and of nature's God. You people remember that. Those of you who are of faith and those of you who are not of faith. And by golly, our founders, they didn't make a mistake when they just left it at religion. They did that for a purpose. Anyway, these are objects and instrumentalities. They are our property, our government. And it's like you said, it's being captured through criminal corruption. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I thought we would be at war before the weekend was out. But
I agree.
Cooler heads prevailed. And every bump and noise I heard, I got up to look to see if a state agent or a group of state agents or some foreign agents from the UN or some other foreign nation were going to break into my door. Now, I'm sorry, Chris. I got to get it out. I'll keep it clean, even though I'm dealing with such profane filth. Here I am, terrified. My loved one is terrified. My neighbors are terrified. These creatures, these cretins, have stolen our tranquility. Have stolen our peaceful assembly. Have stolen our conviction of conscience. Have stolen our free speech, our free press, and our redress of grievance. Now we come to Article 2. The people shall keep their arms and bear them to crush any type of globalist, international criminal that should present itself to attack our liberty. The continuity of government, people, lies within our ability to stand up and smash this filth out of our country. And we will have to do it. And it will have to be done again several generations into the future. Because liberty is going to be constantly attacked. We will always be under attack and have to remain vigilant because there are filthy thieves who would love to steal your life property. Chris, I gotta stop right there. But right now, oh, there's one other thing I want to share. It's out of Proverbs 22, verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. You people better figure out what they used to do to pricks who used to remove the ancient landmarks. Anyway, Chris, love your brother. Love all you people out there, Americans. I stand shoulder to shoulder with you. We're going to get some comeuppance here, or we're going to serve it, I mean. Be well. Blessed the liberty.
Thank you, Jim. Much appreciated, as always. We should be that outraged. You know, again, Patrick Henry, what did he mean when he said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty? Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that precious jewel. And right now, the theft is just occurring right out in plain sight. To me, it's like the assassination of JFK. It's not just an accident that, who knows what happened? Nobody knows. It's happening right out in plain. It's broad daylight. It's high noon. And it's happening at glacial speed. And they're telling us while they're doing it. At every point. You know, I forgot who mentioned... I'm going to have to find that. You know, I'll find that first. First, we'll go back to the phones. Yeah, it's time. It's time. You know, we need to, it's time as Americans that we flood the zone, if you know what I mean, because it's happening right before our very eyes. Go back to the phones when we come back. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.